Go Loud.
I literally don't tell anyone about like anything that goes on with like my romantic life. No, like I wouldn't. I'm try like respect their privacy.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
That's all
I'm on like a dating app. I don't know if I can talk about that dating app though, because they kick you off.
Yeah. I've never been with anyone older than me ever.
Really?
Ever.
But you've only gone younger.
Yeah. But like younger.
Iconic, mommy. Yeah.
Welcome to How My Drink with Charlene and Ellie.
Hello.
Our podcast.
Oh no.
It was a reflex.
Again, girl.
It was a reflex.
I just know it is episode 169.
We've been chatting our lives away, girl.
169.
God love us.
We have a live show, just
yes.
as we were talking about just then. We're going to like a run of it. We usually always have notes on the stage,
mm-hmm.
and we're not going to have them this time.
No, we're going to.
Well, we might have like a little
cue card.
Yeah, just for like a certain game or like, you know, if we need to know something.
Yeah, specific. But I feel like our sheets of paper sometimes are like a security blanket.
Yeah.
And we can get a little bit like. Do you know
what
I mean?
Look at anyone and just look at
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I'll just read it. But we've done so many live shows now that I feel like we definitely don't need them.
No.
We're good at this.
We need to just have the faith.
We do have it.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Speaking of that, if you want to see us script free,
mm-hmm.
we are having a show in Vicar Street on the 8th of May. It's going to be like the kickstart of summer official, like, let's go.
It's going to be a ball.
Yeah.
I was looking at like old clips of us from like shows we've done.
Yeah.
And even like looking at the crowd, how much fun they're having with it as well.
Yeah.
Like this is just.
It's so wholesome.
It's so wholesome. And we're on such a high afterwards and everyone always says they enjoy it so much. And it's just a ball. But we've switched things up a little bit for this live show.
A lot, actually.
Yeah, we've switched up a lot. So if you've been to a show before and you're thinking, no, I've been there, done that. No.
No.
This one is different. We're upping the game in this one a bit.
We're back and better.
Yeah. So Thursday, 8th of May, Vicar Street.
Be there. VIP is sold out, but general sale is still available.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a ball. It's going to be like, you're going to be hungover on Friday. I know it's a Thursday, but just be hungover for one day the next day.
That's a lot.
And then you have your whole weekend to not be hungover.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Then
summer can begin.
Hopefully
it's a sunny day. Yeah. We'll have it all nice anyway, even if it's not. Mm-hmm. Even if it's pissing rain, wear your bikini. Someone actually asked me what their dress code is.
We never have one.
No. Whatever you want to wear.
Whatever you're comfortable in, you come wearing. That's
absolutely
fine. People
go either really dressy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can wear jeans or anything you want.
Yeah, a Thursday night out in Dublin is a good night as well.
It's a good night.
Yeah,
it is good.
So if you're planning on heading out afterwards as well, don't be conscious of what you're wearing.
No.
You dress however you like. Come see us on the 8th of May. We'll be there.
He's there. They're on sale on Ticketmaster, by the way. And tickets are selling very quickly. Mm-hmm. I was just looking at your nail.
God love me. Doesn't that look gorgeous, guys?
Oh.
Also, what's the story with the colour of the plaster?
That's the general colour of
is
plaster.
Is it?
It's so rusty.
I'm just so pale that it's disgusting. Yeah, my nail. No, not good.
Is it, you get gel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's not it is your own nail that broke still.
Yeah.
It was that long.
It was attached onto it. And then I lost this one as well. Oh, I'm just a disaster.
What did you do to it? How did it come off like that?
I was cleaning Bobby's paws with a towel. I must have cracked it though and not seen that it was a crack.
Yeah.
And whatever way I like was cleaning his paws, it just like snapped off. It wasn't even like really, really painful. It just snapped and I was like, oh, it just looks ugly, but I think this looks uglier.
But I feel like it just looks like it's not high up because you have long nails, but it's not that low down your finger.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's only a bit off the real
snapped
skin.
Like the pain of it.
I don't understand how nails grow. Like I always try to Google it, but I don't understand.
What? Like where does it actually come from down here?
Does that mean my nails here? Like really?
Yeah, does it just all start to like form? I don't know. I think I might need to go a little bit shorter.
Shorter, yeah.
Just a teeny bit.
Because it's hard to do things, isn't it?
I love my long nails, though. Because I have little sausage fingers, I need long nails.
I've never had that long, I think. I think this is long for me.
Oh, it used to be longer. I used to get long.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I used to get long square. Like
Lauren Whelan's always has really long.
Yeah,
but
love
you can
a
get
long
really good nail designs when you have them really
long. Yeah, when there's more room to play
there's
with them.
There's more space.
Yeah. Well, I get plain anyway. I never really get like things stuck on them.
Yeah.
But I think I need to, I'm two fingers down. I need to, I need to sort them out.
And it's your middle, it's perfect. I'm going to flip someone off. That camera, when I got these done, I'm not like
same day
I
as me.
I usually get. Oh yeah,
it's only the 8th of April or something.
We need to get them in for the live show.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought of that there.
I'll get them done this week again, and then I'll ask Nifa, can I change them again for the live show?
So how many weeks out are we?
Two.
God, I need to put that in my note.
Yeah.
Notes to self. Yeah. Book nails. I always forget, and I'm like, well, Aaron's very good.
Yeah.
We'll fit in. Yeah. He has it still intact, thank God.
Thank God.
Actually, it wasn't, remember the forward from the Cutter Row event? It wasn't though.
Oh, yeah. Because
I fell off the ball.
There's no
word. Same as yours. It was the middle, is that?
Yeah, any girl who gets long nails will know the pain of it snapping.
Oh.
Catching it in the car door.
Mm-mm.
I caught this one in a fridge last night. Oh. Don't know what I was doing. Whatever I was closing the fridge, it got caught. The pain of catching a long fake nail is like no other.
It's so, and it didn't even hurt me for a second, but then after a few minutes, I was like, oh, that's stinging.
Yeah.
It's just burning, like burning sensation. Thank God. I was going to go to Aaron straight away and get it done. Like, I thought the next day, but he's like, it's actually better that you wait a few days because it healed. Because mine was all like, gooey. Not gooey, but like, it's all, it's your nail
it's raw,
bed.
It's like, fresh. Like,
why is it like that?
It's disgusting. I don't know.
And do you ever get them things, the skin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. Like,
yeah.
Your skin grows up.
That hypernicolum, it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's to protect your nail bed.
Oh, really?
But sure, that's on this one, that's broken. That's just out in the raw.
Yeah.
That's just completely out.
That was like me.
Flinging away there, like,
yeah.
Disgusting.
My nail's hanging on, and I was like, what's hanging on to? It's off. It's like, bro, I can see
hanging
it.
On half this.
It was hanging on to the hypernicolum. Even the words.
What did I call it yesterday?
I don't know why I remember.
Corpidicus or something. Is that even a word I make?
Yeah, it is for something. Yeah.
What does that mean? Is that an Irish word?
Look it up. Is it PE in Irish? I think that means PE. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Is it?
Guys,
PE
I'm
in
on
Irish
a
is
roll.
Today. Show up, is it? God, I'm such a patriotic lady.
I can't believe how smart I am today.
Why, what did you say? I guess that is.
I never know Irish words. What did you call it? Were you talking about the hypernicolum?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, that's your corpidicus.
That's your PE.
That's your PE under there.
Oh my God, I need to look up what a spiritual meaning of a bee is because I was walking in here. And a wasp landed on my jacket and just sat there.
Grant, I'd shit myself.
I just had to walk. I was videoing it and all, and I was like, how to remove? And then I put my phone down, and then I was taking it off my jacket, and then it just flew away.
Oh God, I don't like wasps. My sister got stung by like 40 wasps before, or 100, or I don't even know how many it was. And she put her hood up thinking, like they were all in her hair. So she put her hood up to protect herself, but they couldn't get out then. So they panicked even more. So she got stung all over herself. Yeah. And she was down in Wicklow and her friend's mom took her and threw her into the bath and just hosed her down with cold water.
Because it takes the sting out, yeah.
Does something. Oh. Well, I'll never forget when she came home. I was like, whoa.
Because you can be allergic to it as well.
But I wouldn't mind before that. We used to have this tree out our back garden and Queeby used to catch bees.
Oh, they like, knew.
She used to hold them in her hand and like let them crawl on her and all. And she was never afraid of things like that. Now, oh Jesus, if she sees anything creepy crawly.
Because since then.
Yeah. Terrified.
Oh.
No.
I don't mind them. As long as something's not going to like cause death. Because I think they can smell fear, so I had to be really calm.
I don't mind spiders. Like, small. Yeah. I'd let a little spider crawl on me now.
Like a money spider.
Like, I'd go a little bit bigger.
And with long legs, can go fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Long legs.
No, like the way they...
No,
it makes me sick.
I don't mind them too much, but I don't like the unexpected fright of them. If I see one, I'll be like, that's grand.
Yeah.
But if you just accidentally land on me. I sure nearly crashed a car one week. There was a fly on me. I felt it on my hand and I was driving down the road.
But it gave you the tickle lick.
Yeah. But because it gave me a fright, I took both my hands off the wheel and I was like, Get off me.
Oh my God.
I was like, you freak, pull in. Like, he was like, you can't just stop driving.
Oh my
what are you
God,
doing?
Imagine it.
I had to pull into the bus lane and take off my jacket. And it was like, whatever this black bug thing was just like on my jacket. But because I got such a fright that it was on my hand, I was just willing to write the car off.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Terrified.
Oh, yeah, I don't like them. Mm. I need to look up though what that means. Can you look up?
Yeah, definitely means something.
Yeah, do you reckon?
Yeah.
I love finding meaning in things that are meaningless.
Spiritual meaning of wasp.
Yeah, it was a wasp.
Definitely a wasp?
Yeah, it was definitely a wasp. It wasn't fluffy like.
Okay, ready for this?
Yeah.
Wasps often symbolize self-defense, protection and aggression, as well as a hard work and dedication. They also represent community and cooperation, as well as a sacrifice for the greater good. Seeing a wasp is often a sign to take action and accomplish your goals.
Oh.
That's lovely.
Look at what does it mean if a wasp lands on you.
I always like it wants to sting you. What are you talking about?
I always think like, who even makes these up? I could just make a Google account.
Yeah, like, actually. What does it mean for a wasp?
I like to think our ancient ancestors made them up.
Oh, God. Right, okay.
Is it bad?
What does it mean if a wasp lands on you? The wasp may have landed on you because there is something on your skin or clothes that it's attracted to.
Oh!
This may be a sweet or a fragrance of some kind.
It likes the Sol de Janeiro.
Oh, probably. If you give the wasp a chance to investigate, it will eventually leave on its own. Yeah. I like the first meaning better.
Same. Yeah, he liked my yellow coat, is what I'm going to say.
Probably,
I looked like him.
I thought you were a massive dandelion.
Yeah. I'd love to own bees when I'm older and own more so hens to make eggs.
No.
Would you not love chickens? I'd love chickens. See Bretman rocking his chickens. I love him.
I love chicken
nuggets. He lives his bet.
Oh. I know. I couldn't own an animal like that and then eat it on the other hand.
Yeah, my that would be kind of in the window and you're just
eating. Yeah, they'd be looking at you all sad and all like, please don't eat me. And I'd be like, 6 chicken nuggets, barbecue sauce, thank you very much. Do you know what I mean?
I was craving chicken nuggets yesterday and I had no time to get them, so the craving's still there.
Ooh.
Yeah, with salt.
Oh, yeah.
And ketchup.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I couldn't own an animal like that. No. I couldn't own a lamb or...
I know.
I love a leg of lamb.
I could own a lamb because I don't eat lamb.
Oh.
I don't.
You can own it.
Yeah. I'll take it off your hands. Thanks so much.
You can have it, girl.
I've been scared to try it.
It's delicious.
I think.
Sorry to all the vegans or vegetarians out there. Sorry. Canceled. Nah.
No, but it's there. Yeah. But like, why do I have a problem eating that when I eat like chicken? Like,
yeah.
It makes no sense.
You don't eat lamb because it's a lamb.
Yeah. I only like the meats that I grew up, like, that I had when I was younger.
Okay.
And now I've never had lamb.
No, I've never tried,
I think I have tried it.
Do you think you can eat deer or not?
Yeah.
Venison. And
reindeer.
Is that what it's called?
Reindeer as well. Venison, yeah. I've never tried that either. I think I have tried lamb before.
I like it.
I tried liver.
Ew.
It was most disgusting thing. Really.
Do you cook it?
Oh my.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cooked.
No.
It was my granddad that was eating it, and I was like,
it's a no
lovely.
For me. It's the thought of what it is, and I think, well, obviously animals have livers too, livers. But like, yeah. The thought of it makes me a little bit queasy.
Yeah.
Not
people
good.
All around the world, they eat every part, really, of the animals. They don't. Nothing goes unfinished.
Unused, yeah.
Scary.
Wish that was a
story. We just came off the bank holiday weekend. How is there another bank holiday in 2 weeks? I'm delighted.
I think we got an extra one because of COVID, but I think that's in February or something, wasn't it?
It's been 70, I feel like.
Brilliant, I'm not complaining. Monday off. Oh, deadly. Yeah. Shorter week.
Yeah.
Fab.
And it just makes, and I feel like because Friday was Good Friday, like it kind of felt like an even longer week.
Yeah.
Because everything was already like Sunday hours, I feel.
Good Friday used to be, everything was closed as well.
Did it?
Yeah, and Easter Sunday. Everything used to be like closed.
Oh.
Shopping centres were still open.
Shopping centres open.
No, I don't think all the shops on the inside were. We were in one on Easter Sunday, yeah.
Oh, on Easter Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. Were we?
I know. Yeah. I remember when I worked in Penny's, we were closed on Christmas Day and I think Easter Sunday.
Is it?
But I don't know if that's changed now. I think it was only 2 days a year. I can't remember what it was. I think it was then.
Yeah.
It's mad because it's a proper religious holiday.
Oh, yeah. Like, my mom likes Easter more than she does Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
What does she do? Like a big dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd be more, I think she likes the time of year better as well. My mom doesn't like the dark and the cold and all, and she just loves all the colours and all.
Yeah, true.
She likes Easter more than Christmas, but a lot of holy like people would.
Yeah, true.
Like it more.
Yeah.
Did you get any Easter eggs?
I did. Stano, I think he didn't. I wished for the big.
I wished.
I wished for the Kinder egg, you know, the big one. But I wanted the Barbie one, but I don't know if they have it anymore.
Oh.
It was only last year because of Barbie film.
Oh.
So he had to get me a Marvel one.
Oh.
And then he got me a whole, I'm obsessed with the cornflake clusters.
Are you?
I ate the whole tub. He was like, where are they, damn cornflakes? You wanted one? I was like, and he was like, you didn't eat them all. I was like, yeah.
You should make cornflakes Rice Krispies, like cornflakes cups.
Well, oh wait, what? Oh yeah.
Like just instead of using Rice Krispies,
corn. Yeah. There's something about corn I love. I'll go into the kitchen and just eat a handful of them. Love cornflakes.
They remind me of my childhood. The taste and remind me of being literally. Like 6.
And I think a lot of cereals have changed. I'm passionate about the fact that they haven't changed.
They're still the same.
Yeah. I love them. Anyway, the cornflake clusters from M&S. He got me a tub of them and then a few little other chocolate bits. And then my mom got me a Lindt egg.
Cute.
So that'd be gone.
Oh, that'll be.
Yeah. Mad. Did you?
Any eggs? Graham's mom got me a Lindt egg.
Aww.
Oh, Graham got me a Lindt bunny. Well. Did he get it for himself? know. We both edit in bed anyway, so
they're the best. Yeah, they're
I've never had Lindt chocolate melted. I feel like
feel like that'd be delicious.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Strawberries.
Yeah. I was going to ring my mum and say, where'd you hide all the eggs? Hello, Helen.
She's not catching it.
No. Oh. I was going to say, where are they all? Oh, it must be in your right hunt, is it? I'll find them as the week goes on, will
still
I?
Still can't find.
Yeah, still can't
Did
find.
Did you have an Easter egg hunt when you were younger?
No.
In your backyard?
We got eggs up until we were old enough to be like, right, bored of this. And then my mum used to buy us stuff.
Yeah.
And I vividly remember a Juicy Couture purse.
You got items for Easter?
Instead of chocolate, yeah. Were we away or something? I can't remember.
That's the best Easter present ever.
And Cuiva got a purple one, I think. I think my mom was just like, here, I'm not going out surprising us with eggs, the ages of you. Like, you just want something instead.
Yeah.
But I've seen, oh my God, I've seen so many TikToks this week of people giving out about Easter
being the new Christmas.
Treating it as Christmas. I saw one video of this girl. It was obviously her mother recording her.
Is it the blonde girl?
I think so. And she was going into the sitting room and she was like, oh my God, thanks so much. Like, oh my God, it's like Christmas.
When
the mother pans the phone around, the couch is covered.
I can't see the couch.
In toys.
Yeah.
Or like covered in like gifts, sorry.
And like, it's not cheap. It's like expensive.
Like, since when is Easter the new Christmas?
It's crazy. Crazy.
But then you have so many other people on the other hand being like, it's their child. They can do what they want to do with it.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm kind of coming in. Now, I do look at it and just be like, whoa.
Wouldn't be me.
Wouldn't be me, but fair play to you being able to do that for your child. Yeah.
But I think that's the difference of like, some people look at that and get angry, be like, ugh. I'm like, if that's what someone
what they
want to
do. Yeah. Like, I'd never pass a mark on it or leave a comment or like,
No.
I might look at it and be like, Jesus Christ, that's,
in
my head, to me, a bit mad.
Yeah.
But yes, I've seen so many videos of people getting.
Go onto her page. Gifts. Like every event, it's like that. Yeah.
Are
you looking for a child?
I'm 29. Any chance you'd adopt me? Is that legal?
Just a baby.
Yeah. Mad though, isn't
it?
Oh
my God.
How people can just take holidays and run with it.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll start doing bank holiday gifts. Will that be a new thing now?
Literally. Sunday gifts.
Oh.
Sunday mass.
Just pick a day of the week.
Literally.
Yeah, just get gifts for
it. I don't know if like that's, I'd love to see a study of like if the child grows up being like that, like does it affect them? Like,
I wonder, would
in
when
a good
they,
way, in a bad way? Like, I'd love to actually know.
Sit down with a psychologist or something. Like, when they get in a relationship then and they move out from their mom's house, would they expect that from their partner then?
Yeah.
Is that. But
then I'm like, we should expect.
Yeah. It's like, it's not a bad thing.
But I'd love to actually know if it does or if we're overthinking it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember being terrified of the Easter Bunny. The thoughts of a fucking 6 foot giant bunny in my sitting room.
I never thought.
Are you mad? You think I'm walking into that sitting room?
I always imagined it as like a little white bunny.
No,
like,
I imagine it as a huge big man
who wants some eggs.
Just hopping around my sitting room. Get out of my house. That's so scary.
Like the Cat in the Hat.
Yeah. That's so scary. And then I think that kind of morphed me into being scared of Santa as well.
I was scared of Santa.
Yeah.
I was.
Because you always have to get your dad to go into the sitting room first.
Yeah.
And
in case you see him.
In case Santa fell asleep on my couch. Yeah. I don't want to see him.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, why would we sell for
him? We're buzzing when he comes. We don't want to see him.
No wonder all the kids go and get photos and they're like, ah!
They're so literally scary. Screaming. Or Raya's just like,
yeah. Like terrifying.
My sister sent a picture, a video on the family chat. It was like, the bunny was like literally over in the other side of the office and Raya was like the kid that's the furthest away and she was looking at him like that. And all the kids are like jumping with him and she's like,
no. I'd be with her back there being like,
it was scary.
I don't like things in
furry.
I don't like people in costumes.
Fair.
I've really come to the realisation.
Yeah.
I don't like the thought of a human being inside a dressed up thing.
I think that's a fear. Like an actual.
It must be because it freaks the fuck out of me. Yeah. And the image that comes into my head is, remember I was in STK and I beat it and that weird wobbly
that
thing
mop.
Down the stairs. The mop. It's literally a mop head.
Oh my God.
If you've been and you've seen that little act, it's terrifying.
How does he even put that on?
I don't know, but I don't like things in like costumes and all. Now, a great,
like,
great laugh out.
Layers of tinsel, like
it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's like your man out of the Addams Family.
Yeah. Hair.
Just the big hair thing, yeah.
Same hair. Didn't make that up.
Maybe made that up, but.
It's like the car wash.
Yeah.
I used to be. I still kind of am terrified of the car wash.
Yeah, when it gets really loud, I'm kind of like,
I don't like it. And all these spinny things. And I'm like,
I get a laugh out of seeing like the when you see like someone dressed in a costume, but like they just have
the costume head in one hand and a smoke in the other. I'm like, that's kind of funny.
Like yeah. New York called yeah, the Elmo. Yeah, yeah. Not.
They're just having a little pause.
Like. Do you ever get stopped by the Elmo?
No.
I thought, when me and my mum went over when I was young, I must have been like 10 or 11, and I got a picture with the Elmo, but I didn't think you'd have to tip him. And he was like running after us, like, oh, tip, yeah. Tip. I was like, ah!
You have to pay
I
him.
Just thought he was like a friend of mine on the street.
Yeah.
And then me and my ex at the time were in New York and we got stopped by like these guys, and they were like rappers, and they were like, this is their mixtape, like chatting to us about it and all. They were like, what are your names? And like they signed it, so you couldn't, you had to buy it then.
Oh, fuck.
So he bought it. It was like $10. That man came home. There was nothing even on it. It was a blank CD.
Oh.
It was blank as fuck.
Oh, I'd say they make him into after doing that to people.
Literally. Scam.
Yeah, just being like, oh, well, yeah, pay me now.
Because you have to pay. And I was like, I'm not going to not pay them.
Mm.
What are they going to do with it otherwise? Like,
but then what are you going to do? What are they going to do if you say no? I'm not paying.
I know, yeah, true.
What if you're genuine, just are like, no.
I don't want. They, that's why they're blank, because they're like, at least if they say no, the risk is worth the reward, I'd say.
They could just use that same one, pass
yeah,
on to someone else.
Yeah, just take, just the sleeve. No, was it CDs and sleeve? I don't know. Anyway, don't know how we got there. How was your Easter weekend?
Lovely.
Apart from the chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was out on Friday night at a 90th birthday party. I was up dancing and whistling and
oh,
I wouldn't be like
love
it. Yeah,
love it.
Went home and puked my ring up.
Oh.
Had to get up then Saturday morning and get ready for a christening.
Yeah.
Graham kept coming into me and he was like, love, you don't have to go. Like, come on. It was
his
godchild's christening. So he was like, you're dying. And I'm like, I'm not, I swear.
Yeah, like, I'm okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then he heard me in the bathroom about 10 minutes into my makeup being like,
like getting, death.
Yeah.
Out, you're like,
getting sick again. So I went to a christening, went home. Sunday, what did I do? Went down to Graham's mom's for Sunday dinner.
Gorgeous.
And I drank every day though.
Did you?
I drank Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday, Monday.
I don't think I did, actually. I
drank. Well, I say I drank. I'm sounding like there's a problem there. Friday, I really, really drank. Saturday, 1.5 glasses of wine. That doesn't count.
Fine. Basie war.
Had a glass of wine at home then. Sunday, glass of wine at home.
Love.
Did I have a drink yesterday?
Yeah, I did as well.
What did you say, Monday? Yeah. Get real confused. But it was lovely and chill.
Gorgeous.
Felt very long.
Did feel long.
Didn't it?
Did I think much? It was a good Friday.
Yeah, good Friday. And then the bank holiday.
Yeah.
It used to be a mad long.
I went to see the Sugar Babes.
Oh yeah, she has.
Yeah, they were so, they're so good.
Yeah.
They're just like, cause I think since we chatted to them, like, they just, you remember they were saying how much they're like looking forward to, because they couldn't be a group for so long. And like, they just looked really happy to be there. And they're like, when they walk by each other, they like held your hand. Or like,
you can tell like that they're,
that happy, they're like, you know, soaking up. Yeah. Like, so that was really cute. And then last week, Holly came over.
Oh yes, yes.
She got her lips done.
Yes.
And we went out, we were staying in the Morgan in town, and we were literally going to have a chill night, like watch films, get some food. And we see in Temple Bar, and I was like, that's looking really good today. And it's right, like the hotel is like, you look right and you see it. And it was like the lights, I was like, it looks like Nashville, I need to go.
Oh, yeah.
So we got, had a dinner.
Was it busy in Temple Bar? And it was
packed.
Was it?
Packed, yeah. I think it was Easter maybe.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know.
Would be off on the Friday then, would they?
Well, they don't, because it was all tourists.
Okay.
But maybe it's just a good weekend to come with the bank holiday and stuff. And then went out, was fresh until the evening of that next day.
Hit you then, did it?
It hit me all of a sudden and I got sick and all.
Did you?
Out of nowhere. And I was like, what?
Later on in that day?
And I chat GBG, whatever it is, and it said that it can hit you when you're like running, because I was running around all day, I had stuff to do. And the second I sat down, I was like, whoa. I was like, flow. Yeah, it can hit you because if your adrenaline's gone, the hangover can hit.
Oh, yeah. Shit. So you're but better then, off getting up and getting active.
Yeah. But then I think since I do drink, not that often, but like I feel like now I know it's such a difference in the day after. It's because my fucking ring tells me I'm dying when I'm after a drink, and it proper turns me off drinking.
Really?
Yeah, it's telling me I'm like, you're a fucking bad person.
See, that annoy me. I'm like, leave me alone, take off, leave me at home.
But it's mad, like my resting heart rate goes up by like 20.
Yeah, but that's, it's not as if you're normal. Doing that like 5 days out of the week, do you know what I mean?
No,
you're,
I know,
have that.
Yeah,
don't be beating yourself up about it when it tells you that.
But it makes me feel like, oh my God, my poor heart.
Text it back and say, piss off, leave me alone.
Can't text it. It just says, oh, you're not ready for the day. Or like, it will say like, looks like you need more rest.
I feel such shame or something. Like, yeah, it made me feel like, oh God.
It's the worst. But then
disappointment.
It, yeah, it's, we're not angry, we're disappointed.
Oh, I,
but
hate,
I do
that.
I do really like it. But then it takes me like about 3 days to get back to my old stats.
It does?
Yeah.
So as we're getting older as well, girl.
And even I noticed last week my sleep was really bad. And all I was craving was sugar. And I'm like, it must be from when I'm tired. I just need like...
Your body needs something to kick
sugar
in.
Sugar now, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. chocolate.
I can understand that as well, yeah.
Yeah, so.
It nearly goes into fight or flight, give me all the sugar.
Literally, give me that sugar. Then Saturday, I just chilled, I cleaned the house.
You need to do it.
That was it. Yesterday, I shot some content, done my food shop. Went to TK Maxx, got loads of goods from TK Maxx.
Did you?
The best shop I ever went to.
Oh.
Like, best time I went to that shop. Got two Beta bags, Carbines.
Okay.
Two Beta bags, so nice.
I've seen lovely, like, I Beat the bags in there, yeah.
Yeah, like, handmade. Oh. This cowboy hat from Steve Madden, it was denim.
Ooh.
And it was, like, €16 and then an Ed Hardy cap.
Oh, deadly.
But, like, it's just, I'm just delighted.
Are you?
I haven't felt this happy it was about, a good one, about like, purchases in a while. I'm so happy, like.
I need to dump half my stuff before I buy anything. I haven't bought anything in ages. Well, I did a little shop last week.
You should do vintage.
I need to dump everything. Mm. Then I won't feel as guilty for going buying. And I've so much coming up that I'm like, I really don't want to be that person again. You know, I'm like, like day before I'm waiting, I'm packing.
What about a live show? Have you thought?
No, I don't have that for that either.
Okay, that's your homework for tonight.
Okay.
Is think of it.
Okay. Go on. Or just
Yeah. Because at least then you have time. You have 2 weeks. Yeah. At least if it's something, if you don't like something, it's or not like a frenzy to get something else.
Something that I want to order from Australia or something, like if it'll take a while to come. Yeah, I need to be doing it now.
Yeah.
I just feel like the only time I can scroll looking for clothes is when I'm in bed. I feel so weird during the day.
Being scrolling?
What
about on a couch?
Don't get me wrong, I'll do it on TikTok, like I'll scroll on TikTok.
Yeah.
But something about scrolling for clothes, I feel like the only time I can properly do it and proper get into it is when I'm in bed.
Yeah. At night time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do it in the morning sometimes.
Do you?
Depending on, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I should try that. That might give me a bit of a...
That Runaway, the label has nice bits.
Does it?
Runaway. Yeah, and they're Australia, but they come in like 4 days or something.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I need you're in a pinch. Look at that.
Yeah. Today, we have a new segment and a new kind of topic, I suppose.
Yeah.
For the next 4 weeks. So make sure you don't miss a single episode. It's called Lovebirds.
Woohoo!
And in it, we're going to be playing Cupid. We always joke about this because we've had a few, like, was there Home I Drink babies? But they're not actually because of us, but they're just babies that are born.
During
Home I Drink. And also listening to Home I Drink.
Yeah.
Like in the labour ward.
Yeah, and I think we try and give advice.
Yeah.
Like good enough advice that would help you out, like within your relationship. So we're hoping that Cupid kind of falls into that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I think we're okay at it.
We are going to be guiding a friend through all the trials and tribulations of modern dating world. Everything from the picture she chooses for a dating profile to figuring out her type on paper. And our willing victim, who will share every cringy pickup line, every dating app message and flirty text with us, we have the absolutely beautiful and hilarious Ciara Ryan.
Yeah. I actually signed up to do this. But it's going to be funny. It's for the plot.
It's for the plot. I feel like everything you do is for the plot anyway. So.
Yeah.
So why not do this? And we have to repay you back. Ciara Ryan takes credit for me and Graham. So have to
give
you're
back. Right.
Yeah.
What a full circle.
Yeah.
So, you know, have to repay what you gave
me. We need to do a clip of that as well. The clip of us, like, talking about it.
We should.
Yeah. Make a note down your heads.
Yeah. So, Ciara, we have to thank Ciara for that one.
Imagine.
So, we're going to repay the favour.
We're going to repay and find you someone.
I'm so scared.
No.
I feel like you're really open, though, online and stuff about your dating things in general.
That's only so recent because I just was like, obviously, I love doing all the beauty stuff online and posting the nice photos and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's like, the girls want fucking more than that. Like, the girls don't just want to see the makeup tutorials. They want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And, like, I think the dating scene in Ireland at the moment is, like, it's tragic.
It's bleak.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
So, I think that, like, everyone relates to it. Like, anytime I post about it, the girls are, like, in my DMs and they're like, oh my God.
That.
So happy to hear this. Like, if something went well or if something.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But
I feel like even it's like, Alex Cooper from Call Her Daddy, like she was single for so long and then went, now that she's married, everyone's just so happy for her because they went along with all her stories or podcasts. Like, it's such a journey.
So you're willing to fill us in on everything, are you?
On everything.
Yeah, like I don't give a shit anymore. We're on a floating rock. Like, nothing's that deep.
I agree.
No. I don't care.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's a good way of looking at it.
We need some of your dating history up until now.
Okay.
Let's give it a brief synopsis. Like, how many relationships, like, situationships, things like that.
Well, how old are you now?
I'm 25 now.
Okay.
Boyfriends, I've had like three. Like, one of them was when I was very young, school, a childhood sweetheart.
One of them.
Then I had one other boyfriend who's just that's the one that wrote the song about me.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh,
and
I
then
love that story.
I had another boyfriend who was like an age gap boyfriend.
Okay.
And yeah, that was just, that only lasted 6 months. And yeah.
Oh. Just, age gap older.
He was older, okay. Yeah.
How much older?
8 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was when I was 22.
So he was 30.
Yeah. Okay.
And like looking back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the last relationship you were in?
That was my last relationship. I've had like, you know, silly little situationships. Yeah. Like talking to people. But yeah, that's it. And that was when I was 22. So like 3 years ago was last time I was in a relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
And when you look at that now, are you like, oh my God, how was I with him? Or is it like, would you still date older?
Yeah, but I think I prefer younger.
Really?
I'm a slut for a 23-year-old. Like, I love a younger boy. I don't know what it, I think it's because they feel like they have something to prove.
100%.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, so yeah, they're
I've
like...
I've never thought of it that way, but yeah.
And they also, I feel like they kind of are more like, in awe a little bit of like, because you're like, they see you as more, I don't know.
Yeah, they're like, oh, an older woman.
Yeah.
Your age gap, but yeah. I love a 23-year-old. But I need to stop. I'm not going near anymore.
Are you not?
20, okay. No.
Okay, so that's one thing that we have to write down. Kira doesn't want younger.
No, I'll go over 23. Younger, just not 20, like the last two guys that I like kissed were 23.
Okay.
And I think I need to like bring it back up a little bit. But what? Then I don't like guys my age.
Why?
I kind of do. I get you. Like, Daniel's actually exactly my age. But like, sometimes like, it's one or the other.
It's either he's older or he's younger. Like, I've never met anyone my age that I've been like attracted to.
I've never been with anyone older than me, ever.
Really?
Ever.
But you've only gone younger.
Yeah. But like, younger.
Iconic, mommy. Yeah.
Like, younger.
Cougar.
Younger in the sense that like,
is Graham younger?
Yeah, he's younger than me.
Oh, you're Graham. Give up.
He's 28 now. He'll be 29 the end of July, and then I'll be 30 at the start of August. So there's like a year and a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyone I've ever been with has always been either a year or two younger than me.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm framing to the mature man.
Honestly. Trying to mature him. But I think that's by accident. I don't think I've ever like... I've gone on a date with like a date with someone older than me, but like it's never been anything.
I went on a big age gap date before.
Oh, what?
Sorry,
what
and I never did
it
again.
Yeah.
He was like, I was 21 and he was 36, I think. Yeah.
15 years.
We never.
Nothing happened.
Is that 15 years?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, look, no, and we literally like pecked.
Wait, is it 15 years? My maths is so.
No, you're right, it is.
21 and 36.
But it doesn't, 15, when you look at them 2 ages, it doesn't seem. But yeah, oh I was God. Zero. When
we're like those like, girls on Love Island when, you know, like when they're doing the.
When they're trying to add
or
things.
Something, they're literally
yeah,
like.
Yeah, no, that is me. That is me.
And all the writing I'm doing, they're like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 15 years. But like, that was the issue in the end. It was like, no.
No, I feel like as you get older as well, the age gap doesn't really matter as much. But when you are like 21 or something.
Yeah, I think like a 36-year-old going for a 21-year-old, is, in my opinion.
Yeah.
These are all my own opinions.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Yeah, looking back, I'm like,
that's a bit
bad. But at the time, I didn't think it was. But it's only now, it's when you're older and you look back at yourself and you're younger, you're like, oh, she's a baby. Yeah.
I think now I kind of know who I am and I'm way more like.
Yeah. Secure kind of, and stuff.
Yeah, I'm more secure and I know like what I want and what I don't want. So I'd be like really confident to stand up to a man and be like, no, don't want that. Not interested in this. Whereas like when I was 21, I would have done whatever he was telling me to. I'd be like,
brain can be so molded and stuff. With
Yeah.
So 3 years single. So how do you feel about being single? Are you like a really happy single person or would you like to have a boyfriend?
I don't know. Like, it's so hard.
We're just forcing you to get with someone.
Yeah, we're literally putting you with someone.
I don't know. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, like,
you are happy being single.
Yeah. Like, I love being single. Now, I'm saying I've been single, but like, I've been dating people.
Right.
So it didn't always feel like I was single. Like, there was guys I was dating, but we just didn't put a status on.
Like a situationship thing.
Yeah. One of them was like nearly a year long.
Okay.
And then the other
I remember
one,
that one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, anyway, let's not
short even king.
Yeah.
Short king. Is that? Oh.
I'm coming
I'm
up.
Really sorry if you listen to this, but anyway, like, there's not like, I didn't say she did. Watch, I'm going to get a fucking text tomorrow now. I'm like, oh.
I'm going to get a death threat to my door.
No, you won't. And then there was, another one after that. And then that was just like 6 months.
So you've not been like on your own as such nearly then?
Seriously. Yeah, no, not really, no. Okay. But no, I was really heartbroken like recently enough. So I think that's why I've gone off men. Like
okay.
I've not gone near anyone in like months.
Have you not?
Just because I was like, sure, actually, no, different one. He broke my heart.
Oh,
like, broke my heart. I was like, no, never going to recover from this. Like,
why? What happened with him?
He got a new girlfriend and
broke her heart.
Yeah.
Straight, like after you stopped talking?
I don't know what the timeline was, but like, No, it was
it's nearly the shorter ones sometimes. The like shorter, not people, shorter times. Times are
short. Short the shorter.
No, no, it's the yeah, because you're like
you kind of came up with what could have been in your head, and you never got the experience.
That hurts more. Yeah, that hurts a little bit more. You think of what could have been, and then your mind is going mad,
and you're not really seeing any of their bad sides yet.
Yeah,
you haven't really seen them.
No, we actually
because you're still in that romantic phase.
Nothing even happened either. It all ended really well, and it was really like
you nearly want something not bad to happen, but you nearly want because you can shut it off then quicker.
Yeah,
it's when it all ends really well, and you're like, oh, just be an arsehole. Let me hate you.
Yeah, no, and he was so nice. He was such a sweet, sweet boy. Like, and he's just so lovely. And I'm like, you know, like when it's actually worse when you're like, I'm actually just happy for you. Like, I want to see you do well, and I want to see you win.
That but
unfortunately,
hurts so
it's
bad.
Like you just don't want me in your life. Yeah. And there's nothing I can do about it. It's so shit.
It's so blunt. It's like that, you're like, oh.
Did you have any flaws?
I'm falling right now.
Oh my God, no!
I was like, I'm like, overwhelmed. No, I'm not going to
Is this like therapy?
Oh, no, I'm not crying about it. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Because I never talk about it either. Like, I never.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you about it since you were still talking to him, I think.
Yeah, no. Like, No, once like, it's so funny that I'm fucking doing this segment on the podcast because like, I literally don't tell anyone about like anything that goes on with like my romantic life. No, like I wouldn't, I'm try like respect their not anymore.
That's all going to
No, I feel like the new guys will know what they're saying.
What like he has to have one flaw, the old guy. Let's pick it and then we can focus on that and then not be sad.
What flaw?
Has he got any red flag or something weird that he did?
No, like I was literally
he was perfect.
He was so nice. Like he was really nice boy, really lovely, kind, sweet. Like, I have nothing bad to say about him, to be honest.
Let's
That's why it's so
off.
Bad. That's honestly why it's
he
so
eats
fucking
the core
bad.
Of an apple.
Yeah.
And we, I think we like we were real like yin yang vibes because he was like really quiet like and kind of shy.
I think that's. I feel really like outgoing. They're the best like combinations.
Yeah.
If Dano was like my boyfriend, if Dano was more like louder than me and all, I could don't think I could cope.
No. Yeah.
It needs to be like
there needs to be a bit of balance. They need
someone
to bring
needs
back
to
down
be.
Down
yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or else it's too much.
Graham says that to me all the time. I need to humble you. He says. I humble you. Really. I'm like. Okay, that's fair. I get it.
Dano's just so like nonchalant about everything. I could tell him, oh my God, Dano, I have a brand collab with Beyonce. And he'd be like,
cool.
No way. Yeah. But he'd be really happy for me. But like, he's so like unfazed by anyone like famous. Like he just is so like that about
just
everything.
Just chill.
Just chill. I'm like, it's Beyonce. And he's like, so good, like well done, but it doesn't care about Beyonce. Like,
I was
kissing
at that video, you making a mistake yesterday, and he literally like didn't fucking react. He was like,
"No,
yeah,
like,
it's a bit well done, isn't it?"
He goes, "It's too medium." And looking back, I'm like, it wasn't. It was actually well done.
And there was,
people were commenting to me like, "So rude and all," but like, you don't.
No,
you have to. If you haven't
have
seen,
know him.
Yeah, if you haven't seen a Dano and the crumble cookie review as well, people were going mad.
Why?
Like so rude because he's trying them and not liking them. And all. I was like, "It's Dano. Like, it's obviously your. It's you're new here."
Yeah. You don't know him. You don't know him.
You don't get it.
So do you know? Do you think you know now what you'd be looking for in someone?
Someone asked me this recently because I'm on like a dating app. I don't know if I can talk about that dating app though because they kick you off.
Yeah.
What will we call
it? You were calling it.
I was calling it Maya.
Okay, let's call it Maya.
Yeah.
Okay, but you all know
what it is.
What Maya is, right?
Yeah. Do you have to get referred?
So yeah, so Maya you have to get referred on. So.
I never got approved for it for years.
Did you not?
I asked Holly McAllister actually.
Oh yeah.
I had her as one of my referrals or something.
Yeah.
I think she did it for me years ago. In Ibiza or something, or I can't remember where we were. I don't know, but I asked her to do it with someone else. I asked for like a referral or whatever, and I never ever got onto it.
Fuck off.
Weird.
Never got on. They said you bitch. No.
And can't you get on without referrals as well?
If I don't know. Certain,
like I thought it was like if you have any kind of following.
Yeah, you have to like link your Instagram and everything.
Yeah.
But then like there's people who are just like I don't want to. I don't want to say regular people, but it aren't influencers. Yeah, there's. It's not. Yeah. You don't have to be like in the public eye to be yeah. honest.
I
like,
thought you did have to.
No,
be.
No, no. Like, oh, there's what? People like doctors and all, and.
But what's the like, what's the word?
I think it's that you to have get, an in, like that you know someone who is okay. honest.
Oh, I thought the whole point was like that's why all the celebs are on it because they're trying to find people in the celeb world.
Well, yeah, there is a lot of celebs. Okay, there is okay. a lot of celebs, and then there is, ooh. But there's a mixture like of people. I like everyone I've seen on it has had a good job or okay. like something okay. like that. I don't know, there's a common theme for sure.
Has anyone shocked you that you've come across? You've been like, whoa.
Yeah. There's been people that I've literally been like. No like way. So fucking famous.
And is it there swipe was, like it in like a, any app you swipe?
So, yeah, so you have like a like button and then an X button. Okay. And then it will pop up like if someone likes me, it will say this person likes you.
Okay.
Oh. And then if I like them, it will pop up on their feed. But you only get a certain amount. You only get about 15 swipes a day.
Okay.
And oh. then you have to wait a few hours and then come back. So I'm like very rarely on the app, but I'm popping off on the app. No, guys, like, to be honest, why am I even here? I don't even need the help. Like,
I'm not literally just leave.
And also, my sightings are so fucking good, but I will not get with a guy unless they're funny. Like, I just wouldn't be, because I'm like, I'm fucking gas. Like,
yeah.
I'm not getting with someone who's not funny.
Who's so dry.
I agree.
Yeah, because then I have to carry their day.
Yeah,
I
no, no, no.
doing that.
Funny needs funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah you can't or else carry funny. It all.
Yeah. Money. Funny and money.
No, they need to be funny. And like the slide-ins are so shy. Like it's literally just, Kira, hi, how are you? Oh wow, you look so pretty. And I'm like, no,
boring.
So formal. Go through my profile, say something funny, because I've set it up that you can say something funny.
Okay. Oh, you're making it easy for them.
Yeah, I'm literally making it so easy. It, yeah. Not that I'm easy, but I'm making it so easy for you. And like it's just so shit. I matched with this guy. He was a fucking riot. And he was a polo player. Like, okay. that was his job.
An Irish polo player?
No, no, no.
Oh, so I can you match from anywhere in the world?
Oh, like, I'm mainly matching with people in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I've matched with many people from Ireland at all, actually.
Okay.
But it's all the same kind of person in Ireland anyway. So, I matched with this polo player. Ride. Like, actually gorgeous. And he's posting all these photos with the horse. Like, all him on top of the horse is, like, his entire fucking profile with the little bat in his hand at the golf club, whatever the fuck polo is, I don't know. So I swiped in and I was like, oh, something like, God, I wish I was a horse.
I wish I was a horse right now. Oh, it, like, that's good.
Like, funny, obviously. I like joking. That. Like, I wasn't being serious.
Did he not understand?
Don't tell me he took you very literally.
He took me literally, and I was like, wait,
I clearly don't want to be a horse. Like, what are you talking about?
I go, I now identify as a horse. He goes, ha ha. A good one, ? What does that mean? What do you mean, a good one?
A good
one?
No, horse.
A naughty one.
Yeah.
What are you on about?
A bad
like,
horse.
No, it was a joke.
A naughty one.
But I don't think... Like,
oh, he didn't get it.
Where was he from?
They don't get the humour.
He was from Barcelona in Spain. So, am I slagging the Spanish person?
No, you're not.
No, because that's how you actually
That's
say.
Like when someone goes on holiday there for a week and they come home and they go, I was in Barcelona for the weekend. You're like, or, in Barcelona. Calm down.
What did the Americans say? Ibiza. They're like, Ibiza. Yeah. Like, no one says that.
See, he's from Spain, so maybe he just like wasn't getting that it was...
I feel like the translation is probably like, doesn't make as much sense, maybe.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
Is polo an ick? I don't know. Like, imagine what going to
listen,
polo
like a professional
game.
Athlete. Then.
Yeah, but you get all dressed
up. Is he a professional polo player?
Yeah, like he's paid for it.
Oh,
I think
it's like Ralph Lauren vibes. Like, that's a polo player.
Pretty woman, isn't that? She
is
goes
that
to the polo matches.
She's polo.
All done like, up and all.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. They're rich.
Yeah.
Rich. So you just didn't reply.
I didn't reply because I was like, "That's so shit." Someone else was like, "Oh, this was drunk. This was drunk." Actually, I was.
You send voice messages.
Yeah.
Oh, you can.
Okay.
Will we send some?
Have you?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Will we send some?
Yeah. Have you sent a voice note yet?
No, I haven't. No. I fucking hate the way I talk. I feel like I sound like a man.
Read us out another one of what you might have done.
When I was hammered, this guy was like ripped. Like, all his photos are him with like no top on.
Okay, fun.
Okay.
And someone took my phone because we were going through the Maya matches and they were like, have you ever had a Domino's ? Probs not.
Okay.
Like for me, like, which obviously does sound a little bit weird. I was like, oh my God, why did you just say that? But it was just because he was shredded. Okay. And then, but I didn't get why your man said that. I was like, why the fuck did he just say that off my ride? But because I had just done a Domino's ad.
Oh.
And then he was like,
okay.
what's Domino's? And like, it was just like all this stupid shit. And I was like, this is so embarrassing. And then he's like, I'd come to Ireland to try a spice bag with you. Like, I'm just like, can you do a bit?
Can you take me out?
No, to be fair, it's my fault on that one because I let someone take it. Yeah, I let someone take my phone and type that out. Like, that's not funny. Like, I shouldn't have let them do that.
And you started off on the takeaways.
Yeah. That's so let me see if there's any other ones.
And is there a limit to how many people you can, like, match at all?
Are you joking? Look at this. The limit does not exist.
The limit does not exist. The
limit does not exist. But then there's this one guy on it, and, like, I'm not joking, he was the love of my life. Like, he was...
You had your life planned out with him.
Oh my God, he was gorgeous. Like, he was actually beautiful. He looked like your man, Pedro Pascal. Do you know him?
No.
Oh, he's a fucking ride. Anyway, look him up. He's about like 45, but he is so sad. He'd get it. You know that audio on TikTok and it's like, I'm your daddy.
Is that him saying
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And he is a daddy.
Daddy's a daddy.
Oh, okay. He would. Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's nothing else to say. No. But anyway, your man was the image of him, but he was in his 30s.
Okay.
Okay.
And he was Irish, actually. And I was like,
oh, wow.
This is good. Things are looking good. But then he never texts me. I was like, oh, I'm not
texting
you first. Yeah. We both liked each other. But now you only get 10 days to text and then you unmatch.
Oh, shit.
Forever. Okay. Can you come across him again at some point?
I'm hoping we can come across each other again.
I hope we cross paths again.
Have you seen anyone mental on it, like, that you can say or no?
Your man from...
Who's that? The actor?
Yeah.
What's that film again?
Yeah.
What's that film again? Oh. Oh my God. Khloe Kardashian knows him, I think.
The he was in the tan fella.
Yeah.
Fuck the fuck off.
Let me see, let me see.
So sexy. And then do you know who else was on it?
Who?
What's that one? Your man. Yeah, he was on it.
He was like my childhood, along with Peter Pan. It was my like...
No, I was terrified.
I fancied Peter Pan.
I was.
Yeah, Peter Pan was my first sexual awakening.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
I was like what is this feeling? This is new.
I was on Wendy. I was like, that's
a bit. I know, yeah.
Like, that should be me.
Literally.
Like, 5.
And she was so pretty. I hated the bitch.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I couldn't have hated her more.
I know.
I think she still acts, but he doesn't, I think.
Oh, really?
Or something, yeah. I just think about someone and you're like, oh, I need to see what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, Maya, going well. Any of the other ones?
Not on any of the other
ones. Are you not?
Really?
Have you been on any of the other ones?
No. This is my first date now.
Really?
4-year-old one.
Charlene,
is it?
Yeah.
Charlene so made me a Hinge before.
I did.
It was funny setting it up.
It was funny setting it up, but then you just didn't reply to anyone.
Nah.
Yeah, that's...
And there was one nice man. And he was...
He has a girlfriend now.
What?
I have him on Instagram.
And you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
that's
fun. So I like, was going to be like, oh.
Yeah.
But I think I gave my phone to like that drunk. Yeah. Gave my phone to someone and was like, text him back. I don't know what to be saying.
Yeah.
So
I'm like the worst person to ask as well. So God bless you.
No, it was funny setting it up. It was a good one.
I just say things and people are like, why would you say that?
No, it was a good one.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that as well. You kind of have to shock them.
Okay, well, you obviously haven't set any up yet other than Maya. Yeah. So maybe we'll do that next week and help you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I helped Ellie that time.
Bullet points of what you're looking for, what you want.
I'm hardly putting that in my bio.
You can just a checklist. And unless the checklist,
well, can't you press
there,
like, what can't you say what you're looking for? Isn't there an option of like people put in like casual, like you can do that
casual shag or a long term thing?
Oh
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just do that then for fun anyway.
Okay.
And we'll see what comes.
Okay up. And we'll see you next week.
We love you.
Love you.
And anyone listening, we want your help on this too.
Mm-hmm.
We really want anyone who is an expert in dating or just being single either to write in. If you know any singles events, like here she go to. She's like, why did I sign up for this? Any singles events or good flirting tips or dating app profile tips, anything you can give us really.
Yeah, if you've set your friend up or yourself, if you've done something a little bit different that you really think worked out for you, send us an email and let us know. You can email us at homeydrink@goloudnow.com and you can help us out with Kira as well.
And come back next week to see the dating profile.
Yeah.
Red flag radar is where we basically help you with things you might think are red flags, but you need some help on identifying if they're a red flag or not. So
we can be the red flag police.
Yeah, and you're wearing red today.
I am, actually.
I'm not wearing green, unfortunately, but we'll just have to say red and
we'll
green.
We'll say what it is.
So this is number one. You can write them in, by the way, to homeydrink@goloudnow.com. That's our email. Just put red flag radar in the bio.
That is not a
the bio.
Bit of a tongue twister.
Red flag radar.
Red flag radar.
Yeah.
What was that thing? Red Larry, yellow Larry.
I think I have a tongue tie.
I used to just do them in speech and drama all the time. You'd have to say,
yeah. This, that, these, and those. That's the way the TH goes.
Is it so you really enunciate all your words?
What did my mom say to me the other day? 29, my mom still's clocking me on things I'm saying. Pronounce your T's. I hate the way you say water. Water.
Water.
I'm like, I'm not going to go around being like, water.
Water.
She's like, why? It's so much better for you.
Water.
Like, still to this day.
It's so much better for you. As if it's healthy to say. Like,
she'll clock me on how I speak. Anyway, sorry.
I wonder what I'd say, water.
Yeah, when you say it.
It's a softer T. I wouldn't be like, water.
When you say it in a sentence, you'd be like, oh yeah, well, I went out to eat and then I was drinking that and then I had a glass of water.
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 Yeah.
Water. That's how I'd say it.
Yeah, same. It's like a soft T.
What do you want me to say, ma'am? Water.
And then I had a cup of water.
Do you know what I mean?
I'd love to talk like that for a day.
Oh, it's too funny.
Where do we go from that? The tongue twister, right?
Yeah.
Right. So this is the first flag. What should we call it? It's not...
The first...
First potential red flag.
Yeah.
Lovely guy, but aggro when he has a few drinks taken. Red flag. Red.
I feel like a few drinks taken as well, you're showing who you truly, really are, kind of. Like when you have a few drinks, like... The inner you really kind of comes out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And if you, and there's nothing worse than an aggro drunk as well.
No.
That's scary. Like.
It's, yeah. That, I don't like that. That's not good.
Yeah.
He's as red flag as the colour of Ellie's top.
Yes.
Completely red. I just think like they shouldn't be aggressive anyway at all. And, I feel like people use that as an excuse being like, oh, I was,
drink made me like
that. Or I get like that. Drink. Don't drink then.
Yeah.
Don't drink.
Why would you want to be like that if that's what happens to you when you have a few drinks?
I always think that. I'm like, do you know people who turn like weird on the drink? Or like certain people, like we all know people who do certain things that you're like,
suit.
Doesn't suit. Yeah. Like, why do you still drink?
Yeah.
If that was me, I just wouldn't.
No, and if people are telling you how you are with a few drinks on you, would you not be like, oh my God.
My God, I need to quit. Mm. Like, or not just like, take you can't, easier. You can't put your all your bad habits on someone else just because you're drunk and be like, oh, I was drunk.
Yeah.
That's not, no one's going to want to drink around you and just, you're better off stopping. Red flag.
He eats the core of the apple, freak.
Now, he's not very sustained.
I was going to say, this is an eco-friendly man. Nothing goes to waste.
There's probably apples growing in his belly. Have you never heard that story of like someone who had apples?
Seed goes down.
Growing an orchard in his belly.
I don't think this is a red flag. He's very unwasteful.
But also,
he's just, he is a freak. We can call him a freak.
Yeah, he's a freak, but he's not red flag.
No.
If he does multiple things like that.
Like if he eats the skin off an orange or fucking bites into a kiwi, I've had, freak.
Yeah, skin off a kiwi is nice.
No, it's something wrong with
you. Can eat
it's
skin.
Furry. It's like eating a tarantula.
Yeah, but I like
No.
But I bought kiwis the other day and they like went off, so I couldn't even have them.
No, yeah.
They were like so squishy, I touched them. Mm. I'm going to say, it's also not a green flag though.
Oh yeah, it's weird. He's a freak.
Yeah.
But it's not red. No. Let's give him orange.
Let's give him orange. Yeah, he's a bit weird, but not. It's not a deal breaker.
Yeah. Just don't do it in front of me.
Just don't do it in front of anyone, please. Thanks so much. not my fella, but my new friend has given me a red flag as she keeps Revolut requesting any time she pays for anything. She'll never buy a round in the pub. If she goes up, she'll request off me.
Red flag.
Red flag.
She's a moocher.
Red flag.
That's terrible.
That has to be the worst thing to be known as.
The worst trait. Yeah, yeah. It's the worst. One thing in my life I would hate somebody to say to me, like, she's a mooch.
That or a bad breath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or if I smelled.
Yeah, them three.
Yeah, oh, she's a lovely girl, but there's just a pong off her.
I'd rather someone call me a bitch and say I smell lovely.
Yeah, then a horror, there's just a weird odour off her.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, request it off you. Come on.
Red flag. Like, a round is a round for a reason. Yeah. You take turns around. You don't request and then.
And I feel like we've definitely been in situations that we all have been at least once where you might go home from a night out or the next day and be like,
I didn't pay for anything last night.
Or the other way, you might be like, I kind of forked out a little bit too much.
Yeah.
I noticed that they didn't get around or whatever.
Yeah.
You never go requesting it. You just kind of take it on the chin.
Take it as a lot. Yeah. Put
I'd rather be known for buying the round than being the one requesting the revenue.
Yeah, 100%. I hate that when you wake up down and like, you got in taxis and you're like, I don't know who paid. You have to text in the chat being like, girls, who the fuck got all them taxis? Because I didn't pay for one of them. Okay, red flag.
Yeah.
Red. Secrets Installed, we have a dilemma today that we basically try help you with advice with. We try.
Try our best.
We try our best. But we love doing them. So this is today's. Just looking for your advice on something as I'm not sure if I'm overthinking it or not. I had a baby nearly 7 months ago and one of my best friends has still not met her.
We spoke after I had her and there was a few texts about her, but not that much and not any texts checking on me either. She doesn't even ask how my little girl is anymore. I don't need everyone to be checking in on us every week, but once every so often isn't a lot to ask for, especially when your friend just had a baby. It can be such a lonely and hard time sometimes. She also has a 5-year-old, so she knows what it's like to be a new mom and have a new baby. We've been out together 2 or 3 times with a group of people in pubs, drinking on nights out type of thing, and she's still making plans with everyone for nights out. She's out loads during the daytime as well with other people, so I feel like there's no excuse as to why she can't even make 20 minutes of her day to come meet my baby. I asked about 3 or 4 times when she was first born, but I always got the same reply, yeah, we definitely have to organise something. But never does, and I've asked since as I don't want to chase someone and practically beg them to meet my baby. I've had people that I wouldn't be as close to as this girl check in on me and the baby and ask to meet up and see her. It just makes you really sad how people you thought were really close to you don't bother and show an interest in your life. Should I send a message on how I feel? I hate confrontation and making things awkward. What would you girls do?
I hate confrontation as well.
Same.
Gives me an anxious belly.
I can't believe that's one of her best friends and still has met the baby.
If it's your best friend, I'd be like...
Hello.
But like, I'm just thinking like, if you had a baby or like, if I had a baby, I'd be up in the hospital.
I know.
A child or like, I know.
That's 7 months in.
That's very long. Like, I get we all have our own lives and the fact that your friend does have a 5-year-old, maybe that is making things, she's not as free as somebody who doesn't have a baby maybe, but that's still no excuse for it to have gone seven whole months.
Like, even, she could even ask you up to hers or something. It doesn't always have to be like a plan, like,
yeah.
Or like, she could pop into your house for an hour. Like, I'm sure in the last 7 months, she's had 1 hour to herself.
I wonder if there's some...
Sorry to be brutal, but...
I just like to always think the best in everybody, which isn't always a good thing, but I wonder if there's some underlying... I don't know why this came into my head, but like...
Reasonably?
Yeah, I don't know. Has she struggled to have a baby or something? Or
maybe.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm thinking... I just always like to think that people
have a reason.
A solid reason for everything.
Because I think more than... She'd understand more than anyone what it's like to be a mom because she is a mom.
Yeah.
And she'd understand because apparently it's very like a lonely thing when you have a baby because you feel kind of... Unless someone's having at the same time as you, but it's like just you and the baby and it's a whole new life. So she would understand that. So to think that she wouldn't come to you just out of like not being bothered.
Mm.
I would hope that there's another reason than that.
Would you text her, do you think, and explain it to her?
Yeah, I think. Oh, I hate confrontation too, but maybe... I don't think it makes things awkward. I think it at least gives you peace of mind. If she's like, oh, sorry. If she doesn't say what's wrong or if there isn't wrong, you can be like, right, well, it's not really my best friend.
Yeah.
Do you know? But if she says to you, look, I've been trying to have a baby and I can't conceive and like it would make it really hard for me, then you'd kind of have to like understand that. Like, but...
I was going to say, would you just... knock in on her, but that's awful.
No, yeah. Bomb right ahead.
Yeah.
I think texting me like, hey,
this is how I feel.
Yeah.
You're my best friend, so I should be able to tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's taken you 7 months to come meet the baby, like.
And you still haven't. Everyone else has.
Yeah.
And made an effort.
That's not nice either. You should be able to tell your best friend how you feel.
Yeah. And you could even say, being like, I hope that there's nothing wrong with you or going on. Yeah, because it could even be something not to do with kids. It could be something completely different, like you'd never know. So, I just think it's mad if there wasn't an excuse for someone to not see you for 7 months.
Like, that's long.
Crazy. But I think, please, DM her. I think you need to get off your chest and it's going to weigh on your mind.
Yeah, that'd eat you alive, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd just be like always wondering. So I think text her and let us know. Phone a friend. We ask the listeners for advice.
We love this.
Some of the like one-liners, I'm like, yeah.
I know. So we get a dilemma in and we ask yous to help the listener out with the dilemma. So this is this week's dilemma. I've been with my boyfriend for nearly 2 years. I've never checked his phone before. However, I had a gut feeling last week and went onto his Instagram. I scrolled down through his DMs and seen he swiped up on a girl's story with heart eyes emoji and then proceeded to DM her saying, "How are you?" She saw his message and did not respond. I haven't said anything to him as this text was sent a few months ago and there was nothing else since then. I think I'm putting off bringing this up to him because I know if I can't trust someone, the relationship won't work. What should I do? Should I ignore it or end the relationship? I'd never dream of texting another person behind his back, no matter how innocent, and I'm so hurt that he has done that to me.
Ooh.
So this is what the listener said.
Someone said dump him and I wholeheartedly agree. Jesus.
Oh. Tell him one of your friends message you about it and see what he says then.
Run a mile, girl. The intent was there and if she had replied, it would have went further.
Confrontation. Am I saying that right? Confrontation, definitely. Mm-hmm. his response will tell a lot.
Yeah, I think get him like in person.
Yeah.
And like
see what way he acts.
Yeah. You need, because if you text him, it's just like he has time to make up something.
Mm.
Just
time to sit on it, like.
Yeah. Bring it up or you'll drive yourself mad. I agree with that as well.
Bird, say it to him. Happened to me before and it'll end up eating you alive. If he isn't mature enough to speak about something like this, you're not with the right man.
True. Trust your gut. If he felt the need to go through his phone, then it's over.
Ooh.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, to even have to do that.
Yeah.
Is that already?
But I also think sometimes people do say that, but I'm like, sometimes it can come from like other insecurities or other relationships. Sometimes it's not actually the person.
Okay.
So I think if anyone's had the urge to do that, like, then it's not always... Sometimes it's instinct and the man has done something, but sometimes it might come from like worry of a last date. This could be a really nice person. He's not, obviously, but in other situations.
She answered it herself. There'll be no trust, so boy, bye. On to better things.
Mm-hmm. That's cheating to me, sis. Get him gone.
This one's all very say see ya.
Yeah,
kind of thing. I'm in a similar situation and I can't wait to hear this advice.
Aww.
These are all very one-sided. Usually they're kind of a bit of both.
Yeah.
But this seems very,
very much... Fuck him.
Yeah.
She definitely needs to pull him up on it. It's not acceptable in a relationship.
Dump him 2 years together and doing that? No way.
It's so brazen as well. It's
the intent it's was there, yeah.
The intent. It's the like how easy she could find out. Like it's just not okay.
Mm.
Your gut is always right. You've only seen this one message, but realistically you could have done it multiple times and deleted them.
Oh shit.
Never thought of that. In my opinion, texting is cheating too. It doesn't just have to be physical. You definitely need to say something, but just be prepared for him to possibly turn it on you as you went onto his phone. You deserve someone who's all for you, girl. Please don't settle.
No.
Oh, I love that. It's fucking shit.
Terrible.
What a beep.
Like the whole episode is this course. Like, and then the one time Charlene was like, beep.
Yeah. Like, why? Like, to text someone, how are you?
Like, I never thought of that like he could have sent so many more messages to other people and
that's just
them.
The one she happened to see. Or even further down. Like,
and we've definitely heard stuff like this before and they will try and flip it on you as to say, well, why'd you go through my phone for? What do you mean you're only saying that because you got caught with something on it?
Yeah.
No.
You're crazy. Last but not least, live shows.
Woo!
8th May, tickets are on sale on Ticketmaster at the moment. Mm-hmm. We still have tickets, but they are selling really fast. It's going to be the start of summer kickstarting show. Our guests are so fun. It's
going to have a ball.
I think it's going to be like really, really fun with all the new segments.
Yeah.
And all the new bits and like, I feel like we're really prepared for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Like extra, I feel like in a good place.
Yeah.
Because we're scared.
Some parts of it are a bit frazzly-dazzly.
It's hard work.
Yeah. We've done so many. And if you've been or you've seen or if you want to come, please do. They are always a ball. We have a great time. We know that the crowd has a great time as well. We just want you to enjoy it as much as we do because we love doing them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's our only show for.
Yes. A long while.
A long while. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Get your tickets.
Come see us. That's it for this week.
That's us.
Come back next week for the next episode of Kira's Follow Along, Love Life, Love Birds.
Yes.
We hope we will find someone or like hear funny dates or funny Hinge or Tinder, like anything, messages. I feel like she'll already have some.
Oh, yeah.
By now. But yeah, we're really excited to help Kira find love.
We think we'll do a good job, but
we're good. Yeah. Cupids.
We are.
I've set up people before.
So we have our bonus episode coming out on Monday and then our main on Wednesday. And then if you want to watch it, you can watch us on YouTube on a Thursday
at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.